Did you have any thoughts that you would win a Grand Slam this summer?
You know, just we've talked about it a few times, me and you, where I was a year ago. This wouldn't have definitely wouldn't have been possible. You always dream of winning a Grand Slam every time you're playing as a kid. You idolize the people you see winning Grand Slams. You picture yourself in those moments, and it kind of hasn't really sunk in yet. It feels a little surreal, but, you know, we're very excited. I know that Michael and I, it's even more special that we're able to do it alongside each other because he's like a brother. You know, he's been a part of my family. We've been a home away from home from him, considering New Zealand is pretty far away from most tennis training academies. So he was like a brother growing up, you know. He taught me how to drive. He taught me how to do a lot of things. Didn't teach me how to talk to girls. That was one thing he did not teach me how to do. But but it was special because, you know, he was someone who was there for a lot of memorable moments in my life, including my wedding, being one of my groomsmen. So to have him with me in the most special moment of my career is surreal. And it's also, you know, I can only think of one person that I also want to share this experience with one day, and I think that's my brother. So hopefully we can have that opportunity again in the future.
Congratulations, your first title together. You've clearly got a great friendship, but tell us how you decided to take that friendship on the court and the rapport that you've built up on the court that's led you to this point, because it must be a difficult decision if you're friends to put it on the line and then say we're going to compete at the highest level.
Yeah, I guess we played some smaller events when I just left college and Ryan turned pro when he was 14, 15. I think we won a Futures or something then. And then we've kind of been on different paths. Ryan was shot up there real quick, was playing all the big tournaments and that, and I was grinding away the smaller level. And then I guess I took more of the doubles route, and over the last couple of years I've worked my way up. And we've always spoken about, you know, being able to play together at tournaments and that. And it's just kind of happened where both of our rankings are around the similar spot where it's given us the opportunity to. So it's something that I guess we've talked about before, but it hasn't been able to come to fruition until now.
Yeah, it was the way that our kind of rankings, you know, I got up quick. He was still playing singles, and when he decided to go the doubles route, he shot up quickly, winning, I don't know, 15 titles. How many titles? He's won a ton of titles. And that was around the same time that I dropped back in my challenger ranks in singles, and so our rankings just hadn't matched up yet. But, you know, like 2.5, 3 months ago, he decided that he was going to be looking for a partner for the clay season, and I didn't have anybody. We were both very excited, and it just kind of all came into play.
You haven't played I was looking at your slam track. You haven't played a ton of doubles at slams in your career. So what made you ready to do this? And are you guys planning on sticking this out? Because now you're going to be in great shape for London.
Yeah, I mean, we haven't talked about it yet. I don't think we wanted to get too ahead of ourselves because as you're in the middle of a week, I don't know, there's a certain level of jinx you don't want to put on yourself if you go, hey, what if we win it? You know, we were kind of just delaying the conversation. I think the logical thing to do would be to probably play it out a little bit for the rest of the year. You know, like you said, I think that with doubles, I think that a lot of times, you know, guys who, you know, obviously I'm a singles first player. And so I think that the doubles, you see a lot of guys have good results in doubles first. You know, whether or not it's that you're sharing with a partner or that a lot of times you're taking the opportunity in doubles to make it a competitive opportunity to work on things. A lot of times, in my opinion, you see guys who have really great singles ability actually have some big doubles results first because it's a little easier at times to wave the nerves of the big moments and the big stages. I think you've seen it many times where guys have used it to kind of springboard themselves into the future. So this is super special. Wouldn't have been more happy to have done this with Michael and do it this summer, but I'm hoping that this can lead into singles success as well, and I know that my confidence is going to be very high coming off of this.
When you got together and decided you're going to play doubles, did you set yourself any targets or any ambitions? Was it just about having fun together and developing your tennis? Or on one level, did you think we can really compete and compete well at Grand Slams?
Well, I mean, I think the level that Ryan plays in his singles, and when he has played doubles a few times, he's made quarterfinals of 2 slams previously. So I always knew he could play at this level. And I'd been kind of knocking on the door. I'd been third round of a few of them. So it was you know, you never know going into a partnership how well it's going to work or what. I mean, you're always hoping for the best. And I think partly that what's happened and helped us a lot is knowing each other so well. So in those moments, like towards the end of the third set there, where I was a little struggling, he stepped up and said, "Don't worry, I've got this." I know he had. It's great to, like you said, to be able to share it with someone so close.
Yeah, and when you're in the biggest pressure-filled moments, I mean, that is why, a lot of times singles can be tough out there because you don't have anyone to talk to unless you want to have a go at the chair or something. You can talk to him, but, you're kind of by yourself. And I think that Michael and I were able to do a good job of talking ourselves through the moment. My dad taught both of us growing up, and a lot of the things that we learned as far as the principles of tennis and how to handle emotions were very similar. And not that, you're going to hear something that you've never heard before, but to be reminded in the moments that are the toughest, the positive things that you want to hear and want to be saying to yourself, it's pretty cool to have someone that you trust and that you love sitting there saying them to you and with you. So that's where I think that we fed off each other all week. I think that in the moments that I struggled, there was a lot of belief in Michael, and he knew how to get me back in the positive frame of mind and vice versa.
Like you said, you're obviously a singles first guy, so this feels just almost like a bonus, almost, to get this. This is not, when you think about career goals, I don't think you're ever mentioning doubles, really. It's sort of just along the way you happen to be here in the second week of the French Open and win a slam. It's a happy accident, if you want to call it that, but it's I just wonder where it fits into sort of your goals and just how you sort of put it in context of the rest of your career.
Yeah, I mean, I've never been a singles guy who, when playing doubles, treated it as if it was nothing, I've never been a guy who just flat out like tanked a doubles match, never seen it and you'll never see it. So I've always taken it seriously. When I do play, I have the commitment that I'm going to win the tournament, or else I don't try to play. I don't do the whole like, well, if I make quarters, then well, that sort of thing. I think that as far as goals and achievements go, there's a long list of fantastic singles players who have been top 10, top 5 in the world, number 1 in the world guys who have never won Grand Slams. So it's a special moment, because you never know what dreams you're going to be able to accomplish, if you're going to be able to have your name on these great trophies and these plaques out here. It's not going to be something that I shift my career focus to, because I've definitely had the best year of my career and reaching career high rankings and playing a very high level in my singles. But, with this capability in mind and this partnership that's really having a great run to start and hopefully finish throughout the year, I know that I'll be committed to playing it very, very seriously for the rest of the year, and obviously hoping to have some good singles results in there too.
Would you like the opportunity to celebrate? And if so, what are you going to do?
You can take this one, bro.
Yeah, well, I haven't seen Michael turn it up since he was like 21. I don't know, man. I think the last time I saw tequila for Michael, it was on the wrong way out. So I'm not sure. I'm not sure where we're going to go with that tonight. But, we said in warm up this morning, that we were going to book a nice dinner reservation tonight to go have a nice celebration. It was going to be a big week for us regardless. We kind of were looking at it as a nice gravy if we got the title, which it was a very intense, long, pressure-filled gravy, but it was good. And, I think that we're going to have some fun and celebrate, but I do have a looming Queens tournament in 8 days that I have to kind of be ready for. And I think that there'll be a bigger picture in mind in the celebration, but still a celebration.